Today's episode of the Just Keep Swimming podcast is brought to you by Audible. Audible is an online audiobook and podcast service offering over 10,000 books and the ability to listen to your favorite podcasts, including the Just Keep Swimming podcast. I personally use Audible all the time and suggest you take a listen to Intentional Living by John C. Maxwell. In this book, Mr. Maxwell shares his story on how he was able to live a noble and purposeful life and gives you tips and tricks so you can do the same. So please start your 30-day free trial now at www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast, all lowercase. Again, that is www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast. And if you have any more questions or concerns for the Just Keep Swimming podcast, you're always welcome to reach out to us on Facebook or at Instagram at JustKeepSwimming_podcast, or you can email us at JKSpodcast702@gmail.com. And with that out the way, let's dive into it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Just Keep Swimming podcast. This is your friend, your boy, your host, Mr. Adrian Jackson, and we're back at it again with another great episode for you. And you already know who I got with me. It's the man, the myth, the legend. It's Mr. 1-3, dropping hot beats for the city. Always have hot beats in the background, and he's always working on something new, so make sure to check out his IG so you guys can keep up to date with him. But so today's, ladies and gentlemen, I just have a pretty sweet episode. I kind of think it's falling off of my last week's episode of, life happens and things just happen in life. You know, definitely I related that back to my car accident I had recently. And, you know, going through that experience still, it made me think of something else to share with you guys that I was going to share originally. But I think it really helped me get more perspective on it as well. So for this week, I want to talk about asking for help. You know, I know a lot of us, we have this mindset of, you know, we have to be 100%, 110% independent, you know, and that's always, it's always good, you know, it's always good to have your ducks in a row to make sure that you have things lined up. You're being cautious with what's going on in life. You're prepared for bad times. And that is always necessary. And I would suggest that everybody does it because it will help out. But there are times in life where it's like we can't do it on our own. You know, we don't have the power. We don't have the resource. We need the assistance of another person to get us to where we want to be. And I've been, going through that with this last few weeks with car rides to doctor's appointments to, you know, the events I have plans just to get to the grocery store. You know, got to ask for assistance on that level. Going to the doctors, the chiropractors. Me personally, I grew up a football player. And being a football player, you know, you really don't speak up on your injuries. I think athletes in general, we always have a hard time speaking up on small little inconveniences because we have the thought that if I say that I'm hurt or if I say that I'm not at my best, I'm not going to play. And me not being a player is going to hurt worse than actually being hurt. And trust me, I contest to that for sure, because there's been many a times that I had, you know, ankle injuries. I had bronchitis for a whole first half of a season. It's a lot of things that can happen throughout life that just makes it so you can't play the game. You can't do what you want to do. And all you have to truly do is just sit on the sideline and, you know, just take care of yourself and do what you have to do. But yeah, so with me going to the chiropractor recently, it was kind of interesting because, you know, I'm there for help. I'm there for assistance because my body is not feeling the way once it needs to be. So I'm there for them to help me out. And, you know, it takes a lot for someone like me to actually say that, oh, yeah, that hurts compared to, oh, it's just a little tender and I can walk it off. And I had to get to the mindset of, you know, Adrian, you can't just keep shortchanging your little injuries. I know that you're used to sucking them up and walking through them, but there actually could be something serious going on with you right now. And if you don't actually speak up and ask for help, nobody's going to know. They're just going to assume you're all good. So it's like, in order for me to get the treatment that I need, to get the help that I desire, I have to speak up and make it known to other people that the help is needed. And, you know, I think this applies to all aspects of life, such as things such as simple as work. You know, if you're struggling on a project and, you know, you're falling behind, don't just sit there and continue to struggle without asking for assistance. You know, the assistance is probably one, it's probably expected. You know, people are probably expecting you to ask for help, but because you don't ask for it, they just keep moving on without their day. So, you know, one thing is to literally speak up and say, hey, I need help in this area. You know, I'm not truly understanding it, or, you know, there's a lot of stuff on my plate and I need something to be taken off for me to truly be able to focus on this task. You know, so it's like you have to truly speak up. Another example that I have, you know me, I like to take little things that we do our life and relate it back to the message. But playing the game Apex, you know, we love to play the game Apex, and it's fun for us, you know, it's interesting, but it is a team game. But at the same time, you have to focus on yourself throughout the game. So there are times throughout the game where, you know, one of your teammates may get knocked down and they need assistance. They need you to help them pick them back up, or maybe they just need cover for a few moments, or where the case may be. But if you don't speak up, if they don't speak up and say something, how do you know? You know, because at the end of the day, you're in your own battle and you're fighting your own battle. And the only way to know that if somebody needs help is you speaking up, or for that person to speak up and say, hey, I need some help. Help me. You know, and that's when you realize, I've been so zoned out that I forgot I have a team that I have to make sure we get across this finish line with, because without them, I can't do nothing. And vice versa. If I'm over here getting, you know, jumped and, you know, a lot of teams are coming and attacking me, I need to speak up to my teammates and say, hey, I need some help over here. I need some cover fire. I need to get a quick escape. Can you guys watch my back? Can you guys, you know, cover me while I heal myself, because I need to heal to get back to this battle to do the best that we can for the team, you know, because, you know, there's no I in team, and that works both ways. No, you can't do it all yourself. And at the same time, you have to speak up to let people know, I know I can't do it all myself. I would love to, you know, trust me, I would love to be able to sit here and be like, oh, I'm all good, I'm all perfect, I don't need no assistance. But at the same time, I need help. And I learned also that with you speaking up and asking for help, it makes people just more, I'm going to use the word, you know, receptive and understanding of your situation, and just going with the flow with you, and really just, you know, having that kind heart and understanding that, yes, this person is going through a hard time, and let me be a little more generous and kind to this person because they need it right now. And then, you know, it just reflects to other people and makes you, like, you know what, if this person needs help, maybe somebody else needs help too. Let me be kind to them. So you just kind of help put that generous speech in your heart, you know. So yesterday I had an example where I needed a ride to my grandmother's yesterday. So I called my mother, you know, and I was like, Mom, I hate to ask you to do this, but I just need to ride to grandma's house real quick to help her out with something. And then if you take this miss, I would appreciate it. And she came and she did it with no, you know, resentment, not to my understanding at least, but she had no resentment, no anger in her heart. And she just came over and she did it. And, you know, while I'm helping her out, well, while she was helping me out, it turned out that I helped my dad out with the medication, because now he didn't have to run over there. So it was like we all just helped each other out and not even knew we helped each other out, you know. So, yeah, I know that message is probably kind of over the place, but, you know, I think the more of the story is we all need help in life, and we all need help in different avenues, different aspects of life. You know, what you may need help in, I may not need help in. But because that's the case, you should ask me for help, because I may be better in that avenue than you are, you know. So that's how I feel, that we all just need to truly ask for help. You know, a closed mouth does not get fed. Nobody can know that you're hurting if you don't speak up. I saw a great quote the other day that says, if you don't say anything about your hurts and your pains, people are going to think you're enjoying the process. Yeah, and I think that was really, really deep for me. Definitely come to, you know, work related. If you don't tell your bosses you need help, they're going to think you're all fine. They're going to keep moving on throughout their day. Until you say that, hey, I need help on this project, they're never going to take a step back to realize, oh, this person needs help, let's help them out to make sure that, like I said, the team wins, everybody wins, the world wins, humans win. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that helped you guys out with something. You know, hopefully it's a good timely message. If you feel like you need help with something in any aspect of life, reach out. You know, you need help getting in shape, reach out to a friend who works out all the time, or you know, hire a personal trainer. That's a way of getting help. You know, you have mental issues, you know, find a friend to talk to so you can vent to, or go see a therapist. That's help. You know, if you need help with your homework, go team up with that classmate that knows what they're doing. Go get a tutor. Go talk to the professor. You know, go watch a YouTube video on how to do something. That right there is another form of help. There are so many forms of help nowadays that we have to learn to just take advantage of and actually use it to our benefit, because the help is out there for a reason. But if we don't take advantage of it, we're just shooting ourselves in the foot and holding ourselves down. So yeah, I highly suggest, you know, just speak up and just ask for help, even if it's something super duper little, because one, it will take some of that stress and that pain off your back, and two, you can help somebody else feel good because they know they got to help somebody. Definitely if you're that person that never speaks up and asks for help, oh my gosh, you have no idea how it feels when that one person who you've been waiting to ask for help finally asks for help, and it's like, I'm excited to help this person, let's get this person right, you know. And I kind of think that's me for a lot of my family, because yeah, I could be an independent, stubborn guy sometimes, so me asking for help is a big deal, definitely. But yeah, hope that helped you guys out today. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend, enjoyed your 3-day weekend. Please make sure to be safe, stay strong, keep your head up, just keep swimming. You know, you're strong, you're wise, you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're loved, you're desired, you're admired, you're blessed, you're grateful, you're honored, you're worthy, you are worth it. I promise you're worth it. You know, maybe this right here is a little help for you, and I hope I did help you guys, because you guys have helped me way more than you guys can realize. But yes, I hope you guys had a wonderful day, a marvelous afternoon, a splendid evening, and remember to just keep swimming.